Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to the Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the nation. The Bronx Buzz is underwritten by Big the Musical now through April 14th at the Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and information, it's brtstage.org. And starting us off, Lucy Hale talks about Pretty Little Liars at a recent red carpet event. While being interviewed at the Fashion Trust US Awards, she talks about her connections with old cast members. This is what she had to say.
I've known Bailey forever, so I keep up with her. Yeah. But from the old
she's
version, the OG version, yeah. I talk to all of them. At different points in our lives, we've intersected and reconnected, but we all keep in touch.
That was Lucy Hale on Entertainment News. She talks about how there's always been a lot of love between the girls and how the cast had formed such a tight bond so quickly. She then talks about her co-star Ashley Benson becoming a mom. According to Hale, Benson has always wanted to be a mother and since has seemed so much happier. She's proud of all her Pretty Little Liars castmates and loves watching all of them enter new chapters of their lives, hoping to start a new one of her own. Now it's time to listen up, horror fans. Why, you may ask? Because Lionsgate is officially teaming up with Blumhouse to reimagine the 1999 cult classic, The Blair Witch Project. For those who don't know, The Blair Witch Project is a found footage-style horror movie that was revolutionary at the time and still is. Now horror mastermind Jason Blum and producer Roy Lee are going to be teaming up on a new vision for The Blair Witch. This vision hopes to reintroduce the horror classic to a new generation. So while a date hasn't been confirmed for the release, make sure you have your popcorn ready and are prepared for some real horror. Lastly, I'm sure everyone listening loved the Barbie movie. I mean, what's not to love? The humor was great, it had an amazing message, plus all the music in it was top tier. And now Barbie herself, Margot Robbie, is producing her own film centered around Monopoly. She's been doubling down on adapting children's games and toys into movies. While we don't know what the movie's plot will be, we do know that Lucky Chap, Robbie's production company, has a clear point of view when it comes to the storyline of the new film. This is huge news after Robbie released last month that she'd be working on a Sims-based movie as well. As Robbie keeps herself busy, we'll wonder what's the next children's game or toy that will be made into a movie. I personally hope that it's Furbies because I think that could make an insane horror movie. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at the Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro WRRC2 or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 107.7thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 107.7thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.